Gidi kar dav mesechta ba basa dav lamed zayin. Begin the basic and test matter. Begin the zigmara. The Eloi, because if it doesn't leave over, so matzal namely, he could tell him akol ancha shakar bazal. Then he could tell him like you know, take out your tree and go and leave. And therefore, of course, he leaves over himself. Pidush, in other words, like a shei yavish when it dries up, he could tell him that. Now, truth is, it says, we'll have time in the makshe aga, even without the reason of weakening the ground. Ilam Mishai, if he doesn't leave over himself, Matsu Amalei, the buyer could tell him, Akilana, rip out your tree, Dal Korchle, Akaba Ilam Mesadeu, obviously he can't leave his tree in that guy's field, the new buyer's field. But moreover, Sharitz Lizrei, Bakabil, he wants to plant the place where the tree is. So obviously, he has to be that way, he's Mishayer, Shir Shire for himself. Next text master begins, Machilana is Mishai Karka. So if someone sells trees and he leaves the property for himself. So Pesach and Rashi explains the Tumah the Bebezil on the Sire Tumah where he sold two trees because the Begimel three trees. Hakol Ma'idim everyone says the Rashbam agrees the Kana Karka then the buyer of the trees acquires property. Kanama Moicher as a swing like the Moshe learned that Peyal Alaf Manav Mokel Begimel Rabbanon and the Gemara explains like Rabbanon Bedachi and the Gemara rejects no Mokel Alaf like Rabbi Kiva could even be like Rabbi Kiva, which because he agrees also. To the halacha of three, meaning everyone holds that by three the he gets the karka. Now Lefiza says according to this reish diktani, there's the reish that says shnayim in the karka that when there's two there's no karka. La also Rebbe Akiva said that would not be like Rebbe Akiva. And bechemoch b'seif hamoicher es abayis within the fine base and alv diktani we learned hikdish gimel ilonis. If you sanctify three trees, mimati yod lebeisah b'chulu from a planting of 10 in the beisah, b'zeach hazeh one after the other lo hikdash to the karka. You didn't sanctify the property. Uparach minei and the gemara asked from it or mani. Who's this? Elim Rebbe Kiva. You think it's Rebbe Kiva Homer, but he says meicha b'ayin yofa meicha that you sell generously. Because you makdash all the more so when you're being makdash. Pierce. So by my b'zeach hazeh lo hikdash es hakarka. So why when there was one after another would you not be makdash to the karka? So Alma, so you see, the Mashmid sounds like the Kone Elon Echad Nami Kone Karka, that even when you acquire one tree, you acquire the Karka. So therefore, obviously, the Risha is not like Rebbe Kiva. Now, Ve'inya L'Rid, this does not seem to be correct to the Rid. The Akiva and the Hadit Namba Moichres, as we have the Mishnah, the Obedin, the Pe'alvim, and Aleph. That says, Kone Gimel, Kone Karka, you acquire three, you acquire property, Mukin, Namak, Rebbe Kiva, that it's also like Rebbe Kiva, and came down to Kiza Kotler, Rebbe Kiva. So, Kiva Bishnaim must be like Kone Karka. You don't acquire the Karka, the Hachmashma, because that's something. Tafka Gimel Kone Karka, specifically three, you're kind of the Karka, based like Kone Karka, but two, you're not Kone Karka. Rather, you have to explain Lahadish Maitin and the Sugya that Begimel Alon is by three trees. Over here, Argamas talk about not two trees, but three trees. And that's why he's kind of Karka. Now, even though that in general, when there's three trees, you are kind of Karka. So why are we saying over here that when he's Shire Karka, meaning when he's selling the trees, only two trees. So then he gets to hold on to the karka himself. Shani Hach, here it's different. Because the Mayri here is Tumakagain, Shainjam Karka, El Latzarchilanis, that there is no property but what's needed for the trees. Well, Pirish Behedjan explicitly stipulates from Meshire Karka Lasma, he's keeping the property for himself. And that's why that he, even though it's selling him three trees, he gets no karka. Or Besadi Gadai, they could say it's talking about a large field. But in Befesh, he says explicitly, Shakala Karka, Meshire, that he's leaving over the property for himself. Therefore, according to everyone, the buyer does not acquire by the karka anything. Just according to the one who holds that when you sell generously, because you could just plant another one in the place when it dries up. Now, the Gemara over there on Dafayim Beis. This is what the Gemara is saying over there. Mani, who is it? Ilam Rebbe Kiva. That they hold makdish by Yavah makdish when someone is makdish he's makdish generously. Ha'amar, but he says moicher by Yavah moicher that when you sell generously. And all the more so when you be makdish. So what Tez is trying to address is that, like we said it, over there on the fine base, it sounds like they're according to Bekiva, you're carrying the karka even by when you acquire one tree. So that's what Tez explained that what the Gemara means to explain is that. That we find that they hold the makdish bain ra is makdish. And that's the thing we're saying, that if it's talking about Shitz Rabbi Kiva, Shitz Chum that disagree with Rabbi Shimon, they'll be Ein Yofel makdish if that's the case. So according to Rabbi Kiva, so Meich Ein Yofel Meich, and Meshul makdish Ein Yofel makdish. If that's the case, most definitely according to their Shita, if you makdish the trees one after another, you'd be makdish even the karka that's between them. And the Elder Rabbanon, so we're going to say, according to Rabbanon, Balibid Rabbanon Rabbi Shimon, the Amma that they say, that Bemakdish, when you sanctify Hikdash as Kula and you sanctify it all, Hare Oime, you say, Mechabayin Ra Mecher, that when they sell begrudging level. Makdash, Bayin Yavah Makdash, when you sanctify generously. So even though, when you makdash sadi, you makdash everything, the bar and the dos, everything agad the sadi, like the chacham disagreeing with Mekiva, and they hold mechvayin ra meicher, but still it's difficult because it's obvious that it's so generous when you're being makdash, more than the ayin ra when you're selling. So if that's the case, all the more so when you makdash a tree on its own, you kind of the karaka, even though by mecher in such a situation, you'd only acquire the tree and you're not kind of the karaka with it. Now, the kivan the svirluhu. Now, since they hold the kuli high makdish by nyafa, like we're saying that so much you makdish generously mimecher from selling that filibay bedusted, even the cistern and the pid, sheina karkatorchlam, that the prophet doesn't need them hikdish. You sanctify and kolchkim makdish elon. All the more so when you makdish a tree, she hikdish as a karka tzrichel elon, that you're sanctifying the karka that needs the tree. Now, so that's how you understand the gemara over there. Now, avgad bimecher lemochas a karka, and that's even though. That by mecher, again, you're not selling the property. Now, says to me, however, he the baser hachi. The problem is that the gemara after that, yep shlafarshkin. You can't really explain like this because the comment the gemara says el b'shita rather. So it's obvious that we're talking about it's Reb Shimon. Believe the man according to who. But he says, oh, when you sell generously. All the more so when you makdish. And so L'chayr, Reb Shimon himself holds that makdish by raw makdish. According to what we explained, the Gemara does not want to explain the Brice and Shitz Reb Kiva himself, only Shitz Chachom Reb Shimon, according to Hashita. So what's the question? If that's the case of Shitz Reb Kiva on Shitz Reb Shimon. But you could explain pushing the parch misvar. It's asking from logic. Given the meichmain yafa meicher, since when you sell generously, Islamim, we should say the makdish kolchkin, the yoser maat by yafa makdish, that it should be even a little bit more when you're sanctifying. Even one tree, when you sanctify also the ground, even though by selling it's not kaina. So that's the Gemara is asking, that since we find Rabbi Kiva that he holds Meicher by Yofa Meicher, if that's the case, the Mestava then Makdash should be even a little bit more, and therefore even though you're right, by selling one tree, you don't acquire the Karka, that's what's saying, even according to Shibbet Rabbi Shimon, that when you Makdash one tree, it should be Makdash also the Karka too. Now, continues Taisus, the Oy Dish Lefarish, that Kiros explained over there, and that and the fine base, the Lemekai Chakdash Ze'acha Ze' Dai Kasam, it's not really from the halacha when you sanctify one after the other that the gemara is being medayik the ba'ain ra makdish that we see that you're begrudgingly when you makdish medayik rather the inference in the gtani from the fact that says hikdish shleishi lonis if you sanctify three trees b'mat yudle beisa from a planting of ten for an area beisa raise the hikdish to the karka kulo you sanctify the whole property lafika liver kashu paidu when you redeem is paidu lafi beisa chaim esarim b'chulu he redeems according to the halacha of when you're redeeming. Karka of hektish. Now that question is basically the ayin yofa makdish. If he holds that you makdish generously after being hektish as a karka, besidlons bevas achas. Even if you sanctify the property and the trees at one time, av lemema, you should say the paida b'chayza paida. Oh, paida. So you said you redeem and then you redeem. Paida tchilas elanis b'sham. You should first redeem the trees in their value. Because we're being you makdish by enough, and then you should redeem the property. If you base arachem esarim according to the biblical measurements of how you're redeeming karka, because Amar Rav Huna yes be'erichin erichin of yudal menalv hikdash shomalei alonis when you sanctify a tree full of trees kishu paide when you redeem and paide seilam mishavye first you redeem the trees as their value v'chayz paide karka lefi beis arachemer sa'ir mechamishim shekel kasev and then you redeem the property according to the way the biblical example of how you redeem it according to of how much would be sown on it. So amos you see so Rav Huna holds oh makdash v'chulu that's what the Gemara is proving that. That you see that That's in Shitas Rav Huna, because he's the one medayik, as we find Eisvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, that he's the one that says by Erchin ba'ain yafo makdish regarding that paida b'chayza paida, and so the parchlim in Braisa the damichas abayis u'meshani, and the answer is hamani Reb Shimon he dama ba'ain rahu makdish that you makdish begrudgingly. That's what the Gemara is with Dr. later on. Simply, the Kula Sugya, the Lekamon, is a Libra Rav Huna Kaima. Letame, according to his reasoning, the Amrin, the Mesach, the Zerichin over there, by Nyafum Humakdish, that it's with a generous eye that you Makdish. And that's what we're dealing with Dr. from the Halach of the Braisa later on, that it's all according to the Erichin of the Karka that you Makdish, which is Ba'ain Ra, that you're Makdish. According to this, if Ba'ain Yafum Makdish, you Makdish three trees one after the other, so really, that would be considered as if you make this one time regarding the king of the karka, according to halacha, that the opposite, that at one time it's considered as zechazer regarding pidyon. Next, Tzoyes Mata begins the Gemara in the kerem, that according to B'Shimon, a vineyard that's planted it's less than 4 amas between each grapevine, it's not considered as a grapevine. So it says Tzoyes Vinson, and that. Meaning, in vain circle, harking zera dalad amas. So therefore, you wouldn't have to distance some other seed for amas, because it's not considered vineyard. Or shleishet tefachim, rather, an area of 3 handbreadth kein kermichidi, like when you have the singular a vineyard. And ulin mishnat the kermel echilai, regarding someone that planted a vineyard and he didn't deconsecrate it, didn't lechazim lechama, that he doesn't come back from fighting the war. That's not called quote unquote a kerem regarding this, and that would be the same thing over here, that we're saying that when it's planted so tightly, it doesn't have the halacha of dalad amas, rather for tavachim. And also regarding coming back from mechama, like we find by a new kerem that was lechilloi, that does not consider a kerem regarding that, and he would not come back from the war because it's not considered quote unquote a kerem.